And we are back, STL Health and Wellness Live. I'm your host, Gary B. What a great show we have here. We're going up to the 11 o'clock hour today, and we're going to be speaking specifically about Camp Jumpstart. We've been broadcasting live from Imperial, Missouri at the Camp Jumpstart location down here at the campsite. We're not around the campfire. It's a little too warm outside, Gene, for that right now.
Absolutely.
But Camp Jumpstart, if you're just joining us again, is for individuals between 9 and 18 years old approximately that are overweight. You're able to come in here for approximately 8-week time period and learn how to get your life maybe back together again and dropping weight and becoming more outgoing, lifting your chin up a little bit. And we have for the rest of the this segment and the rest of the show, several individuals that are campers here, and you're going to hear their story. So if you know somebody out there who should really attend the Camp Jumpstart, you can go directly to their website, and it is campjumpstart.com, or you can go to the stlhealthandwellness.com website, where Gene Yulsing, the founder and CEO, is basically advertising, or I should say, does a lot of writing for Lindsay, the owner of the STL Health and Wellness Magazine show. So a lot to come at the show, and basically we're continuing with James' conversation as we were speaking before the break. And I know, James, you've got to get into that big limousine so you can get into that big bird and fly across the big pond out there, and yep. You're from England. Kind of tell us, I know during the break, Gene had asked you a couple questions. So just kind of answer some of those questions that she talked about.
Well, when I first came, I wasn't enjoying school that much. And I left 4 weeks early. And I wanted to do something beneficial with the time that I had. And as school hadn't finished in England, there wasn't really anything available. So I quite simply just typed in weight loss camps in America, and this was one of the first ones that came up, and it was literally just by chance that I found it. I asked my mom if I could come, and then I ended up coming, and it's really, really become a place where I can just, it's the few weeks in a year where I can just be me and really sort of get to know myself a lot better without having the pressure of people being there, if you know what I mean. So.
Yeah, and James, and there are other individuals at camp with you, and when you have conversations with them, you kind of help each other out, I would think.
Yeah, no, I as we were saying before the break, I was talking to Jimmy, and I said to him, like, I've made a lot of mistakes in my time, as do we all, but once you've made one, the key is not to make it again, and then people understand that you really are sorry and that you really do want to change your ways. But when you start making the same mistake over and over again, that's when people get less forgiving. And that's what I really learned, that once you've made a mistake, you need to learn from it, and instead of just sticking in the same ways.
So we talk about that. First you'll get the pebble, and then you'll get the brick. And if you don't change your ways, eventually you're getting the wall, and the house will come toppling on top of you. And so many times kids will make a mistake, but nobody's there to redirect them. And I think that here, because we are a close-knit environment, because we do know each kid individually, we understand their background, we understand what their demons are, we try to tame those demons in an environment where not only are they tamed, but then they grow as far as a human being and positive, and they have a different outlook of who they used to be. I talk about old stories and new stories. This is the change agent for them. This is where they close the old story and begin writing their own and begin to realize they have a purpose. That's their job as a kid, to figure out what that is. The rest of it's supposed to be us adults taking care of them.
Right. And James, as a camper here, you're heading back to London, England. What do you plan on doing the rest of your life?
Well, I mean, just sort of in the near future, I really want to, the past few years, I haven't put my weight back on, but I haven't stayed as healthy as I want to, but I've let it slip because I go to boarding school and it's quite hard to keep healthy living there. But when I get back, I'm going to make a real effort just to keep consistency. And as Gene said, you don't want to deprive yourself of anything. You just want to keep a really balanced diet and keep regular exercise. And it's sort of, well, once you've got into that routine and you're used to it, it just becomes part of your life. I just want to make that part of my life.
Great. Thank you, James.
Great story, James. And good luck to you, too, as well.
And truly, that's it. We talk about motivation.
Mm-hmm.
it's not about motivation. It truly is about habit, and habit is what keeps us on the straight and narrow. And James went back to his boarding school and informed them exactly what they should be doing with food and the options that he's given, because he wasn't given very healthy options. And so he was a change agent all the way over in London that started here south of St. Louis, Missouri. Yep. And he comes back, not because of a big town or a big city. It is all about the people.
Right, and he shares his stories and his successes, Gene. You'll sing of Camp Jumpstart, that he can help other individuals out as well. You never know, he may become a counselor someday.
That's exactly right. And yesterday I was very impressed as I watched him without being asked. So this whole peer-to-peer healing, right, really is, they listen to each other far more than they do to us adults.
Exactly. You learn a lot from that. Gene, we have another camper here.
We do. So this is my friend Maria. Maria is 14, and I'm interested in Maria because, you see, Maria has actually been to other weight loss camps, and I don't want you to give a name of that weight loss camp, but I want you to tell the difference, Maria. What happens here for you that didn't occur someplace else?
The other weight loss camps that I've been to, the big difference that I noticed was that here you can actually be yourself and you feel like people care, because the other camps that I went to, if you were feeling down or if you just didn't feel good at all, they would just say, oh, just talk to your friends, they'll make you feel better. They didn't really care about how you felt. They just, truthfully, they just cared about getting their money and getting you in and out. And I saw kids get kicked out for really small reasons and dumb stuff. And here, no one gets kicked out of camp here.
That's a joke. It's really hard to get kicked out of Camp Jumpstart because you get what you need,
right,
not what you want. Yeah. And some kids, when life gets tough, they want to take the easy way and get kicked out.
And kids would easily get kicked out because they would just do something to mess up and they think, oh, that's the easiest way, so I'm just going to leave. But here you don't. And in the beginning, it was really hard. The first year I came by myself. And I thought I was going to hate it here because I don't like being away from home. And I thought there was just going to be the worst experience ever. But about 2 or 3 days in, I was making friends who I still talk to today from when I was here 3 years ago. And it's honestly been one of the best experiences of my life coming here.
Yeah, and I think right there, Maria, you talk about life-changing experiences and friendships that go on and on. Because you're both, as you mentioned, everybody in camp is in the same boat, so to speak.
Yeah.
And you're both trying to attain a goal here at Camp Jumpstart. And the point is that you talk to one another and you help one another out. And I think that's the main thing right there that you just said, Maria, that it helped you build a long-lasting relationship too.
Yeah, it for sure does. And the kids here, since we all go through the same stuff, there are some kids who have like a really rough life and others who don't. And you can tell the kids that have like the harder lives, you can tell that they're more humble and more kind and they really do care. And it's really nice having people like that around you because it makes you feel better about yourself too.
Can I ask that, Maria? So it isn't just about weight. I mean, anybody, it's you not. Can, if you don't, if we don't feed you, like you get 1,400 to 1,600 calories a day. But if people are giving you less than that and they're exercising you more, obviously, weight's going to come off. But what else makes Camp Jumpstart different?
The environment itself makes it different because kids here, you can see that in the beginning, they all hate it. And there's been a couple kids who they come in here and they still don't like it after they leave. But most kids here, they'll come in and they'll be like, oh, I hate it. But by the time they're by the end of camp, they don't want to leave. And I think it's because you really can tell that people here do care and that you are going to have fun, and it's a fun experience being here. Unlike other camps who just, they go, for example, the other camp that I've been to, I compare it a lot because the other camp I went to, kids there who have been there for years and years, they've like put themselves into little groups and it's like almost going back to school. Like you're just in that group and it's hard to find groups that haven't been here. Here are kids who've been here for 5 or 6 years, and if you're a new camper, you can fit in right with their group right away and you don't have to feel like an outcast.
Right. So it is, when we first started, I was really put down because Consumer Digest felt that I was upset because I was taking repeat customers. What I found was that this is a safe environment. And so many of the kids, that's why we invented the refresher, the 2-week program, so that kids, even if they didn't need to lose the weight, it was a place where they could come and re-energize and go back and remember the path that's the healthier path. So it's a nice place to come and get rejuvenated, and that's what we see here. Yeah. So,
and I guess one last thing, Maria, what is the best activity you like? I mean, I see a gigantic lake out there with paddle boards. I see all kinds of neat things out in the camp. But what's the best thing that you like so far?
My favorite thing overall has got to be the aerobics thing because I love dancing and I do a lot at home. And then also field because we do a lot of activities up there.
And I'm going to ask you, because we asked this at graduation, what's a life lesson that you learned while you were here? Because it's never about food.
Right.
It's always about something so much deeper, because that's what we deal with.
A life lesson I learned here is to never give up on yourself, and that if you really try your best and give your all and not cheat yourself while you're doing anything, you will succeed and you will get what you want.
Perfect, Maria. I can see it in your eyes and in just your facial expression that, you know, you really feel great about yourself now here, too, and I'm sure that's what Camp Jumpstart does.
And this time she brought her brother, too.
Oh, there you
and
go.
And her brother is doing amazing, don't you think?
Yeah.
Does he seem like a different kid to you here?
He's doing a lot better, too, because at home we were having a lot of problems with him, and here I can tell he's changed, his attitude has changed, and he's doing a lot better.
Good, good. Well, good luck to you, Maria.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. Camp Jumpstart, Jean Yulsing, you read about her in the STL Health and Wellness magazine. That you can pick up at any grocery store. Those are the free papers as you walk into the grocery store, and also in the medical areas, such as your doctor's office and hospitals and things of that sort. A lot of great information, because there's a lot of local healthcare professionals that help educate and discuss wellness products. And in this case here, we're speaking about Camp Jumpstart, and this wellness product helps kids who are overweight come together in a camp. Approximately 8 weeks, weeks long, and they're together with other individuals. So that is something that they end up having a lot of great information, a lot of feedback from other individuals that they come to camp with as well. And I love the refresher course. You know, just like in sales class, you go back because you forget different things. Jean Yulsing, CEO and founder, you forget things, and by doing that refresher course, they go, oh, yeah, that was so easy. How did I forget that?
Right.
So that's kind of cool, too.
And life gets in the way. I mean, we go back home, and sometimes old habits start to creep in. We have to take those habits back.
And we have, and we are changing the names of everybody, as we've mentioned throughout the show here, and introduce our next camper here.
So this camper is my friend Claire, who is 15 years old. And Claire, when you first got here, you weren't real happy to be here, were you?
No, I wasn't. I was actually pretty depressed with how I was feeling about my body and my weight and how I was looking at myself, and I didn't think I could do it. So I started acting out, and I started being rude to other campers and to the counselors and...
To Jean.
But I did start to change that as soon as I saw results in myself. I was losing weight, and it was working, and I saw that I could be more than what I had thought I could be. And
why were you acting out? What were you afraid of?
I was truly afraid of failing myself and my family, because they did pay money for me to come here so I could better myself, and I thought, what if I can't do this? So I thought the easy way out is to get kicked out of camp. And so what I did was, I was kind of a bully to people around me, to Jean, to the counselors. I just wasn't inspired enough.
Oh, Gary, you should have seen her, because we sat in a group, and the girls all sat in their cabin group in a circle, and she told me it was too old-fashioned, she didn't like my rules, that she didn't have to have rules, and I said, you're only 15, you're going to live by my rules, because this is my house, and it might be different than your house, but my rules are going to win in this situation. But tell me, Claire, what changed you?
The difference I saw in other campers, the positivity, the environment, everyone started to become more positive after the first week, because as you know, the first week is the hardest. You're breaking the habits.
And I'm taking away your biggest coping mechanism is food.
Yep. And you did change that a lot, and it was annoying. It hurt a lot, because you couldn't have what you had at home. And it was hard to deal with that, especially if you were an eight-weeker. You had to realize, this is going to be my life for the next 2 months, so why not make it a positive one? That's what I decided to do one morning. and I looked out the window and I saw a deer, and I was like, okay, this time I'm going to change. I'm going to make it a good day today.
So there was an angel outside that window,
yeah.
Right? On the other side of the break, Claire, let's go into more details on that. We're live at Camp Jumpstart down in Imperial, Missouri. Jean Yulsing, she's the CEO and founder along with her husband, Tom, and basically a camp here for weight loss for individuals between 9 and 18 years old. And we're listening to some of the stories. And again, I know you know somebody out there in KFNS land that may be in need of a camp such as this to kind of get away from reality of the everyday activities and come to a camp with other individuals in the same situation that they're in, and they can end up definitely changing their lives for the most part. And just like what Claire said, she decided to change just by looking out the window and seeing a deer. So that's something that what little tiny things help you change your life are in front of us every day. So a lot more to come from Camp Jumpstart down here in Imperial, Missouri, with Jean Yulsing, along with all of the campers that are here today. You're listening to STL Health and Wellness Live. I'm your host, Gary B. We'll be right back on the other side of the hour.